Brad Davidson to wrap what we saw on Saturday. He's joining us right now from Sky Racing. Davo, morning, mate.
Morning, guys. How are we going?
Yeah, really well, thank you. Now, we saw a 6th v first protest in the size there at Eagle Farm on Saturday.
We did. Yeah, make a call against the Frado. And, of course, make a call was from the same stable and connections as the second horse in the race as well. So it was an interesting one. Obviously, was dismissed. Personally, guys, I thought it should have been upheld. I think if Make a Call gets a crack at him and Cifrado doesn't take its run there the last 100 metres, it made up a stack of ground from the 150 to the 100. And I'm pretty confident that if it got a clear run, it would have won the race. And I did see the stewards in their notes. They did say that they took into account how late it happened in the race, but also took into account how the horse has finished off the last 50 metres, which I did find a little bit amusing. I mean, Make a Call had to basically, the jockeys had to stop riding. Of course, the horse is not going to finish off the last 50 metres when you basically have to pull it out of the race. So I thought that was a bit strange. But yeah, look, it would have been a brave call, no doubt. 6v first, you don't normally see those. But I think the most likely winner of the race was definitely Make a Call. And yeah, it's an interesting one. It's divided a lot of people, but for me, yeah, it should have been upheld.
Think about it. Won the Kingsford Smith, Davo. First group one. How good do you think this horse could possibly be?
He's certainly getting there, isn't he, Loz? He just keeps winning and keeps raising the bar. His performance on Saturday was about 2 lengths better than he's ever gone before. Look, he's got the perfect run again. So I suppose when he's faced with a bit more adversity in terms of, you know, getting a wide run or getting having to do a bit more work early or something like that, we might find out. In terms of maybe an Everest pitcher, I would say maybe only sort of, 1 to 2 lengths off what's required at this stage. So it's exciting considering how young he is, considering his record and how he just continues to raise that bar. So yep, the world looks his oyster, and I think he's definitely, going to be top grade. Obviously, he's top grade in Queensland there on the weekend. I didn't think that was probably a sort of standard Group 1 weight for age field there on Saturday, probably more just below that. So you could say he's still got a little bit of left, but I think he's going to make it for sure the way he's going. And yeah, I'm excited to see what he can do in the spring and in the next 2-3 years for sure.
What horses do you want to follow out of the weekend, Davo?
Look, I think So Am I. Our Super Strike are two to follow, guys. Both hit the line really powerfully. I want to put Kit in the sin bin. I thought she was pretty plain there on the weekend.
I fell into Kin again as well. Davo, you have a fantastic day, mate. We'll chat tomorrow.
Thanks, guys. Cheers.